an effort to raise money for the Darrent Williams Teen Center that's scheduled to break ground next February, 47 Broncos players made an appearance at the Boys and Girls Club in Montbello throughout Tuesday morning, some as early as 5 a.m., to promote the center by signing autographs, socializing with kids, and playing games. This was not just a regular community event for the players, it was personal for teammates that were touched by Darrent and were determined to accomplish his vision.
And Darrent Williams loved this place. He would come in, stop by unannounced. And, I think we can be sad that Darrent's gone, but the best way we can honor him is to make his legacy live. And his legacy was one of helping kids and this place in particular. And I think this is an awesome deal today.
Darrent's such a good guy and a great teammate, great friend. And, he was all about community and the kids. He was great with kids, and so I think he would be tremendously proud of this.
He lives through all of us, and not only just the players and the organization and our staff, but also through all these kids, because he touched a lot of their lives and the lives of this community, you know what I'm saying? So he's there, he's here with us, and I know his mom would be proud of today, and it's going to live on and on and on.
He has loved. I mean, he's still loved to this day, and everyone still remembers him, so we got to keep it going. And I think this is definitely a step to keep his name out there and in our community.
What, this is the Boys Club I actually still come to when I come over here. I bring my kids over here. We hang out. You know, I was in there shooting basketball a little earlier, so I wasn't doing as good as I wanted to, but, you know, I got a little, she said, yeah, you can't use their leg as an injury, the little girl. So it's fun, though, you know what I'm saying? My thing is, because this is where I grew up. I grew up in the Boys and Girls Club my whole life. You know, I spent tons of time here, tons of hours, and met some great people, and they helped put me in the position I'm in right now.
The Darrent Williams Memorial Teen Center will serve as a place for teenagers to come and get away from the pressures they may face outside of school. The building will cost $415,000 with the $60,000 a year operating budget funded by Bronco Charities. The building will have up-to-date technology, homework assistance, a gym, and other recreation activities available. Lynch feels aiming the center at teenagers is the most important factor.
I think we all know that one of the challenges the Boys and Girls Club have is the younger kids come by, the older kids, when they get into the teenage, not necessarily the coolest place. And so if they can have their own place, the teen center, which this is going to support, then I think they'll be more prone to come. And those are such crucial years. So I think Darrent would be very proud that people are doing this and getting behind it, and happy to be a part of something that honors Darrent.
I really don't realize how much we're loved and appreciated in the community, and we come out and do things like this. It's wonderful. I think it was a great turnout, and you know, I hope that we raise that $98,000. If not, somehow we'll get it done.
And the Bronco players were finding ways to get it done, and some of it themselves, including Javon Walker, who made an announcement he was donating $30,000 for the center, and Rod Smith, who planned on taking part in an auction by bidding on a signed football by Williams.
I already put my bid in, and I'm gonna check the website to make sure, because there's only like five of them. You got to think about it, there's only five of them with his actual autograph on them. So I got to have one. You know, I got a nice picture of him that's going in my house, and I want to put that with him.
Being active in the community is something important for Broncos players, and Marshall says he expects that to continue beyond the fundraiser for the teen center.
You know, those guys is always willing to do things in the community. It doesn't take for someone to pass away or something tragic to happen for us to get out and do work. I mean, this happens all the time, but this is definitely something that we can put our name on and be proud of.
If you are interested in donating for the cause, there are many ways to still make a difference. You can log on to positiveplacedenver.org and bid on items such as Williams autographed footballs and sideline passes for the upcoming Jacksonville game. Bidding ends Thursday morning, or you can log on to the Boys and Girls Club website to make a donation. Reporting for Broncos TV, I'm Casey Byers.